Education and Natural Resources. It's Tuesday, June 21st, 2005, and we're here for a public hearing and work session on three bills. And actually, I think I'm just going to open a work session on them. And so what I'd like to do here is, first of all, open a work session on House Bill 2265A relating to the Department of State Lands.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have before you House Bill 2265A with proposed Dash 5 amendments. And the Dash 5 amendments basically remove all sections of the A and Gross version except Section 21. And the bill as amended is non-fiscal and clarifies how submerged and submersible lands are treated for certain easement purposes. The bill comes to you from the House Water Committee. It had a public hearing on March 7th and a number of work sessions following that. The A and Gross bill was referred to the House Special Committee on Budget on June 2nd without recommendation as to passage on a 7-0 vote.
Representative Jensen, you have this kind of, I don't know, a giant cycle of reality here where this bill passed out of one of your committees into one of your committees. And I wonder if you have anything to add on the history of the bill and what the amendments do and why we've got this one.
There are obviously some situation here where I can't win sort of thing, you know. Actually, the bill has an extremely interesting history, which I won't try to explain here because it starts out, the fee bill really started out, I think, as House Bill 2130, and in committee we took House Bill 2265 and gutted it and stuff 2130 into that, and we took some of the material in 2265 and stuffed 2130 with the material. So we kind of did a switch on that, and we get back, however, to the issue of House Bill 2265 now, which is basically a fee bill for the agency, and that is the reason of for the referral to the Ways and Means process. We wanted this to be a part of the discussion as the chair and of the committee that it was going to be assigned to, as well as the vice chair and chair of the House Budget Committee, or formerly the when we were first dealing with this, the Ways and Means Committee, to have discussion as to and relating to the issue of fees. I think that discussion has generally taken place. There wasn't consensus in the House Water Committee regarding the fee issue, and I was, as chair of that committee, unwilling to just let it die at that point. To wanted to have a little broader discussion for the budget process folks to have a look at that also. This having been done, I think have reached the point that there isn't a comfort level with the fee increases, and that's probably not necessarily relating to this agency. It probably relates to a lot of agencies where the comfort level is very low. This particular session, as far as fee increases are concerned. However, there was the ability to then put an amendment in here that dealt with, because of the right relating clause, that dealt with a problem that appeared a couple of, in the 03 session, if memory is serving me correctly, with Senate Bill 82. And that is the portion that staff is telling us is being included and left in the bill. And I think the discussion there was sufficient. Thank you, Madam Chair. Anything else, I'd be glad to answer any members' questions.
Questions or comments? Representative Marsh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bob, during your discussions, I think one of these was a new fee, the fee for emergency authorization. And are we, in effect, then eliminating also that new emergency fee.
I think so. At this point, yes. Okay. As well as the fee increases that appeared later, in the bill.
Okay, further questions or comments? I would accept a motion to move the Dash A5 amendments into House Bill 2265.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion is carried, and I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2265 as amended to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Discussion? Representative March.
I won't be objecting at this time, but I may vote no later in either full or on the floor.
So noted. Any further discussion? Any objections other than as noted from Representative March? Without objection, the motion is carried. And I will carry this in the full committee. And Representative Jensen, if you would consent to the floor, I would be very appreciative.
Thank you.
Close the work session on House Bill 2265A and open a work session on House Bill 2103A. Mr. Rocker.
Chair, members, House Bill 2103 came from the House Human Services Committee, Health and Human Services, with no opposition. It basically does three things. It changes the name of the Health Licensing Office to the Oregon Health Licensing Agency, and makes corresponding changes to existing statutes to conform with the name change. It permits the health licensing agency to issue a single facility license for certain locations where multiple professions are practiced. And it, as amended by the House Committee, it removes language setting the fees at a level not to exceed $100 per practice under this single facility license, and allows the fee to be set by rule, and it eliminates the maximum fees in statute for cosmetology and body piercing.
Questions or comments on the LFO and analysis of House Bill 2103? I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2103 to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection?
I want to do some homework on the fee changes, and so I want to just reserve my right to vote any way my conscience tells me in full and on.
So noted. And with that objection, are there any further objections?
Objection. I'm not objecting to it right now.
Yeah. Motion carried. And Representative March, if I could ask you to carry this one in full and on the House floor.
Be happy to.
Thank you. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2103A and open a work session on House Bill 2930A. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2930A was referred to the House Budget Committee from the Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee with a due pass recommendation. It has no revenue or fiscal impact. The bill basically directs the State Forester to consider, when making regulatory changes, the value of providing long-term certainty and the costs of the private sector contributions to the public good.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to House Bill 2930? I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2930 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. I have the motion. Is there discussion?
I just want to say, ma'am, I'm glad we're recognizing the good work that people are doing on their own land to protect water quality and salmon habitat and the good of this state, because, you know, in my opinion, there isn't enough recognition to what people out there are doing with their own land to protect this beautiful state, and this is exactly what we need to do more of.
Thank you. Further discussion? Objections? Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative Schaffer, would you consent to carry this one in full and on the floor?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2930A and adjourn the committee.